The Human Origins website at humanorigins.si.edu poses the age-old question.
That question is, what does it mean to be human?
And it's the purpose of the website to explore the evidence, says Smithsonian Institution Science and Education Program Specialist Brianna Pobiner.
Organized into behavioral evidence, fossil evidence, evidence for dating, evidence for a whole variety of things, and then also research. So focusing on the research of the Human Origins Program, but also the research of paleoanthropologists around the world.
The website complements the Smithsonian Museum of Natural History's Hall of Human Origins in Washington. Pobiner says it expands on the museum's collection with information and multimedia experiences.
You can almost reach out and touch and rotate the evidence for human evolution. There are hundreds of fossils and there are dozens and dozens of artifacts and art objects that you can zoom in, rotate, take a close look at. It's almost like seeing them for yourself.
Visitors can also take a virtual trip with a Smithsonian researcher to Kenya's Rift Valley, one of the richest sources of fossils in Africa. Pobiner says teachers are invited to join an online education forum.
Teachers can exchange ideas about teaching human evolution, what has worked really well, and what obstacles they face. There's a downloadable educator guide, which is offers pre, during, and post-visit activities for the exhibition and a variety of maps and other helpful hints for teaching human origins. There's links to a whole series of lesson plans about human evolution. There's information on our Human Origins Program Education Network, which is a new initiative that we're starting. It's really bringing scientists and educators together around the teaching and learning of human origins.
Another popular feature on the site is What's Hot in Human Origins.
Anytime a story breaks about a new find, whether it's fossils or artifacts or DNA, we can feature it right there on our homepage. And we're also constantly adding more content. In fact, in the next couple of weeks, we're going to add a really interactive timeline, which has a variety of fossils, information about different species, information about climate change, and a lot of milestones in human evolution. You could zoom in on particular time periods and really explore.
Pobiner hopes visitors will bookmark humanorigins.si.edu, a place where they can discover new material or engage in conversation about what it means to be human. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.